Artwork about his work. A devotion on the painting entitled Come Unto Me by Joanne Reed. Hanging in the office of Lutheran Church of Our Savior is the rendition of a painting depicting the hands of Jesus Christ. The painting, originally rendered through oils on canvas in 1967, was made by a Pennsylvania-born Lutheran artist by the name of Joanne Reed. As the story is told, Joanne was asked by her pastor to paint a picture suitable for the narthex of the church building that her own husband had helped to construct. After struggling to produce a meaningful picture from within her own human resources, she eventually conceded that any idea for a picture that would be capable of visually expressing Christ's love would have to come from his own words. The word of the Lord from Matthew 11:28 proved to be her inspiration for the painting. The model for the depicted hands of Christ was her own husband, whose hands had faithfully worked to construct their place of worship. The painting itself depicts the rather disembodied hands of Him who is our Lord and our Savior, whose own limitless resources and understanding always exceed the limitation of our own. With outstretched hands that welcome a person to Him, like a father to his weary child, or like a shepherd to his worried sheep, the painting visually illustrates the care our Father in heaven and our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, has for each of us. In the verse from Matthew 11, He bids each of us, Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What is this rest that He offers? What is the care that a person can find only from Him? Consider the hands that are seen. Such hands, as shown, are befitting of one who was born the surrogate son of a carpenter, whose hands knew the strenuous labor of craftsmanship. Yet these are the same hands that laid the earth's foundation, that formed the body of man from the earth, that wrote the Ten Commandments. Hands that are also involved in healing the sick, making blind eyes to see and deaf ears to hear. Hands that raised the dead to life again. His were the hands that took bread, blessed it, broke it and gave it to his disciples while saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. His were the hands that took the cup, and having given thanks, gave it to the disciples while saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. His were the hands that were bound and led before those who falsely accused him of sin that he was innocent of. His were the hands that were nailed to the tree of the cross, that our actual sin might be actually paid for and forgiven. Such hands as his are the hands that wrought for us eternal rest from all our labor and toil, from all our want and worry. In this painting is the reminder to each of us that the care of our bodies and souls is in the hands of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. By extending his open hand to each of us, he has extended the mercy of our Father in heaven to each of us, that we might know his forgiveness and dwell securely therein for all eternity. So as the painting depicts, and as the verse from Matthew 11 instructs us, let us each come unto him. We who labor under the weight of our sin, we who are heavy laden with the guilt of our own trespasses against his will. For there, in the work of his hands, graciously extended to us in his holy sacrament, we are given our eternal rest. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done. We pray. Almighty God, we, your people, live in the midst of many dangers and challenges that leave us weary and in need of rest. Grant, by your Holy Spirit, the strengthening of our faith, that we may always seek your care to be protected and supported through whatever temptations we may face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.